If you want to do small things right, do them yourself. If you want to do great things and make a big impact, as a business owner, learn to delegate. Delegation is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of a smart and a strategic leader. My question is, how many business actually understand this aspect of delegation? In my consulting experience, I have seen many business owners who are reluctant to delegate and create the next line of leaders. And some business owners go to the extent of hiring them, but they keep micromanaging the leaders because they feel that they're not up to the mark. Though few business owners hire them, they keep micromanaging them and almost do the task themselves. So what is actually preventing these business owners from delegating? There are many barriers. Hey, you are listening to Dream 100 Business Show podcast with Savita Hosamani. We at Dream 100 Business Show are on a mission to help business owners to move to the next level in their personal and business journey by helping them to make smarter decisions. In this show, we decode what goes on in the minds of successful business owners during challenging times and how they converted their dreams into profitable products or services. In today's episode, we will explore the psychological barriers that hinder delegation and we will discuss strategies to overcome them. First and foremost, let's understand what are the psychological barriers that are hindering delegation, making it difficult for business owners to effectively distribute these tasks. Understanding the barriers is the first step in overcoming them. So now let's look at some of the common psychological barriers of business owners towards delegation. Most business owners feel that they will lose control if they start delegating. They worry that others won't do the job as well as they are doing. And this will lead to a loss of quality or efficiency. And that is one of the reasons why they do not want to delegate. Now, let's look at the second psychological barrier. Most of the business owners have maintained exceptionally high standards. Of course, since they have built the business themselves, they have gained customers and set those standards. So they will hesitate to delegate because they feel that no one will do the task as perfectly as they are doing. Now let's look at the third psychological barrier. Business owners do not actually trust the next line of leaders, or sometimes it will be their own family members. They do not trust that they have that kind of competence to handle the business, and hence they are unlikely to delegate. The next barrier which most business owners have is that they do not want to give feedback because they feel that the way they give feedback will actually bring in more conflicts and uncomfortable conversation instead of actually smoothening the process. So they do not want to enter into the zone of giving feedback as they feel that it can damage the relationship with team members. And most of the business owners who have built the business from the scratch have always developed upon their gut instinct and their own self-reliant mindset. So they find it challenging to depend upon others as they feel that they are doing the job exceptionally well and they can handle everything on their own. So why do they require others to do the task when they are perfectly capable of doing it themselves? The next psychological barrier, which most business owners have, that they know that if they are delegating tasks, it requires a lot of time to train the person and also to monitor the person. They feel that it is a waste of time coaching somebody, explaining them, and to keep monitoring if they have completed, and in case they have made a mistake, to rectify the mistake. They feel it is an unnecessary waste of time. The next psychological barrier which business owner is that the next psychological barrier which business owners often worry is that if a task goes wrong after delegation, it will reflect very poorly on the brand name, or it might affect the business, and hence they fear loss of business and they do not want to delegate. The next psychological barrier is that business owners do not know, or they do not have the desired delegation skills of communicating tasks and setting the expectations to the next line of leaders, or to provide constructive feedback. All this leads to a lack of confidence in their ability to delegate. What business owners need to understand is that these are all psychological barriers which can be overcome with certain amount of self-awareness and then training the next line of leaders. This helps them to build the trust with the team. They can start with small tasks so that both the parties will develop confidence, and slowly, once they gain the confidence that this person is capable of doing this task without any kind of monitoring, then they can hand over the next level of responsibility. So they will ultimately be producing a productive and an empowered team, allowing the business owner to expand in different horizons and scale the business as well. So if you as a business owner are really focused upon growing and scaling the business or exploring new ventures, then it is very important to delegate. Understand what is actually stopping you from delegating and see to it that you overcome them and create the next line of leaders. I hope that you have gained valuable insights into the world of delegations and you are inspired to take your business to the next level by empowering your team. Delegation is all about empowering your team, and it is just not lightening your workload. It is building a culture of trust, collaboration, and continuous improvement, not only for yourself, but for the entire business as well. So if you feel that you have learned certain insights from this episode, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review. Your feedback helps us to create content. So stay tuned for our next episode, where we will continue to explore strategies to help you succeed in the business world. So remember, delegation is not a sign of weakness. It is a sign of a smart and a strategic leader. As usual, we are always waiting to hear from you. Please do write back to us. Thank you so much for being such a wonderful listener.